What's up, guys? This is Scott from Iron Will Strength. This is episode 181 of Strong the Iron Will Way.
A mentor of mine taught me years ago that the best way to teach people, or people will understand and listen more, if they're taught things in a story, in the form of a story, rather than just kind of laying out facts or suggesting that people do this or that. And I found that to be very true for myself. So I have a couple of stories to help illustrate the point for today. Number one is a personal situation. So if you guys live here in Maine, you know how damp and humid cellars can get, right? Basements. Always damp, always kind of smelly. So we have literally like three or four dehumidifiers running at every given time downstairs in the summer. So the other day I go down there, and it's so fucking hot down there. It's really hot. Now, a lot of times these, humidifiers, when they're kicked on, they're blowing out hot, dry air, and that's, I guess, how they work, right? So, taking the moisture out of the air. So it's not unusual to be hot, but it was beyond normal hot. So I told my wife, and she said, oh my God, I know, it's ridiculous. So. It was also warm yesterday. Again, it was unusually warm, so we have the air conditioning on upstairs, closing all the windows, airing out the downstairs. We got the windows open, so we're thinking, man, those things they haven't been on for a few days. They must be just really drying it out. Maybe they're turned up really high, so they're drying the air out more than normal, which is making it warmer. And we were coming up with all these reasons why it might be happening. I think it was 24 hours easily before we finally decided to look at the thermostat downstairs, and the thermostat, the heater was set to 80, right? The heater was set to 80 because we had kids. Kids had a play date the day before, the thermostat's near, something they play with, somebody must have hit it, and it went up to 80. So the heat was on, which made it fucking hot down there. Obvious, right? Like, how are we checking all these other ridiculous possible causes for this heat without first just checking the heat? But it's so obvious that we assumed it can't be that. It's got to be some of these other obscure things. Okay, this happens in the get in shape, workout, lose weight world all the time, constantly. We are always searching for that secret little nugget, that supplement, that diet program, that workout program, that secret that the elite have that we don't know about, that drug, that something that's gonna put us to that level. And we're oftentimes overlooking the simple fact that we're not actually doing the most basic stuff that we should be doing, right? We're looking for, that special food that we have to eliminate, or that special food that we have to start eating, when we're not eating four or five small meals a day. We're still eating fast food. We're not hydrating. We're not doing extra cardio conditioning if we're trying to lose fat. We're not consistent with our 3 to 4 weight training workouts a week. We're not eliminating simple sugars and soda sugar in our coffee and things like that. So we're skipping the most important things, and we're looking at all these little trivial things that might contribute, but they're actually not going to move the needle. A great example of this also is there's constantly studies being done on people. Let's back up. People are constantly, in this day and age especially, complaining about being tired, right? You see memes on the internet about people saying adulting, being adult sounds like it's complaining about being tired all the time, which it kind of is. So everybody's tired all the time. And there is a multi-million dollar industry around helping people not be tired. So you have obviously energy drinks, you have supplements, you have you know, workouts, food. I'd say supplements are obviously the biggest, you know, money maker and industry designed around not being tired. So people will come to me and go, dude, I'm just tired all the time, and maybe we need to work, you know, figure out their nutrition plan, how they can improve that if they're tired all the time. And this has been studied over and over because nobody wants to be tired all the time. And it invariably comes back that the answer is sleep more. You gotta sleep more, right? I mean, it couldn't be more fucking obvious that if you're not getting enough sleep, or if you're tired, you're not getting enough sleep. But yet we will all, and I've done it, we will all sit here and say, nah, I only get about, you know, 5.5, 6, 6.5 hours a night, whatever the number is. But I shouldn't be this tired, right? So there's got to be something wrong. That's it. Conversation's over. There is nothing wrong. Sleep, whatever the number is, 7, 8 hours a night for a month, and then reevaluate. And 99.9% of people will not be tired all the time anymore. It's as simple as staying up too late, getting up too early, not getting quality sleep, but you're just not sleeping enough. That's it. But somehow we don't want to hear that because we don't want to give up our Netflix. We don't want to give up our cocktails. We don't want to give up whatever it is that we have to give up to get that sleep. So we will convince ourselves that that's not it. It's got to be something missing from my diet, some supplement that I need to take. Something's got to change, and I'm willing to do all this shit, spend all this money, rather than just accept that. The reality is you need to sleep more and figure out a way to fucking sleep. So if you are finding yourself looking for that, what's missing in your workout program to get either more results from your strength or more results from your weight loss, take a close look and see, are you actually doing the foundational stuff that you should be doing? Are you following your actual workout program? So your actual strength program should be 2 to 4 times a week. Are you doing that consistently? If you are, I would be willing to bet you're getting stronger, especially if you're working out with us, obviously, and progressing your weights properly. If you're not losing fat, are you eating 4 to 5 small meals a day, every day, all the time? Are you drinking, I don't know, 6 to 8 good-sized glasses of water and hydrating constantly? Are you avoiding your processed foods? Are you following the, you know, Warrior Plan Foundation? Look at all these things first before you start looking at all of the possible other little trivial things that might affect it. All right, you guys have an awesome day.